Yes, last night around 10 o'clock, we started getting reports in of some criminal mischief occurring in the Wheeler Ridge area around Ravenwood and Kenwood, Meadowbrook, those areas. And the criminal mischief that was being reported was either scratches to the paint or tires cut, and sometimes both on one vehicle. The overall estimated damage is close to $7,000 or a little over $7,000.
And how many different vehicles approximately were affected?
As far as we know, we have about 13 vehicles that reported damage.
Was there any relationship between the victims?
We're unsure if there's any relation between the victims. The type of offense that was occurring was similar to all the vehicles, so at this time it's believed they may be related. There, you know, there may be one or two in there that are not, but at this time we're looking into the possibility of them being connected.
Do you think it's likely that the crimes were done by one person, or that it was a group of people, or maybe just somebody on drugs or something?
Don't know.
Just out of curiosity, how far did the damage stretch? Like, how many blocks?
Based on the map that I looked at, it's probably about 7-block span. Like I said, it's on several different streets, but they're all in the same neighborhood and in the same areas.
Did any of the cars look similar, or was there anything relative about it?
It appears to have been random acts. I don't believe that these individual people were being targeted. It appears to be random.
Okay, and they didn't, like, scratch any words out in the paint? It just was scratched in the paint?
Just, like, key marks or scratch marks, and then they cut some of the tires.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting. Have any other crimes been going on in this area?
No, I mean, this is a pretty good neighborhood. I mean, we have a couple of thefts here and there. Overall, it's a very safe neighborhood, and we may get a random theft here and there, but, you know, every now and then it'll pop up with some criminal mischief.
Gotcha. And do you have any thoughts or suggestions about what people can do to help other people when something like this happens?
If you see anything suspicious, if you see anyone roaming the neighborhoods, you know, at late hours at night, you know, please call the police department. I mean, it's always better to check it out and be on the safe side than to let something like this happen. So, you know, just watch out for your neighbor's property and your own.